Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's San Francisco area attorneys, a partner men can count on, online at CordellCordell.com. Offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and San Jose. Se habla español. Legal services available in English and Spanish. Kimberly Llewellyn, licensed in California.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good morning, Ben. A slew of data coming out of Australia, for example, consumer confidence edging down after disappointing jobs data last week. Do you think this is the lingering knock-on effects of what's happening in the resource sector as well as the slowdown in China?
Morning, Julian. It's probably a combination of things. It's a multitude of pieces of a big puzzle, including jobs, including resources, including what we think of China, the Aussie dollar, the election results, the economy, spending. I mean, you name it. It all sort of feeds through into this confidence figure. But there's various confidence figures we get. There's once a month and once a week. And it's never hit any spectacular highs. I mean, it just seems that if there's a fear out there somewhere in the world, someone's going to be chattering there, or the investors and consumers are going to be chattering their teeth in some regard. So I think that that's evidence again in terms of what we've seen, but it's nothing really new. Despite the fact that the employment numbers still continue to impress here in Australia, so most people that want a job have actually got one. We've got a majority government ruling the country, so there's plenty to be optimistic about, but it just seems, this is a symptom of coming out of the GFC, as far as I'm concerned, is that if there is a concern, it seems that consumers across the globe seem to focus on it, unfortunately.
And I guess at the same time, inflation is going up, which I'm told represents something that's good these days, and it seems to echo your somewhat positive sentiments about Australia.
Well, it was better than expectations, or around about in line with expectations, but still, there's not a lot of inflation around. But, in line with sort of consensus forecast means that we can probably put a line through any expected imminent rate cuts, which is probably what the market was excited about or hoping for. But that doesn't look as if it's going to materialise. And I think the new Reserve Bank Governor, Philip Lowe, has been, fairly upbeat on the prospects for the Australian economy. And, again, a change to a change of 25 basis points in terms of a rate cut, the jury's out in terms of what that's actually going to achieve, as far as I'm concerned.
And how is that decision of the FOMC going to be in November? How's that going to affect Australia's rate cut decision?
Well, it's going to have an impact because it takes two to tango, and obviously that's a big driver for the Aussie dollar. So it's something that we, have got at the forefront of our mind. That's for absolute sure. So it's going to affect sort of everyone across the globe, including ourselves. So that is part of the puzzle, albeit a part of the puzzle that the RBA certainly, can't predict. We don't know, our hands are tied when it comes to the FOMC and their meeting and what data they're going to be looking at and what, if they're looking into the future and how the velocity of rate cuts, future rate cuts. I think that, global markets have probably priced in one, and I think the RBA have got one as almost a given. I think there's an 80% chance now priced in for December. So one, it might be one and done, unfortunately. And then we turn to 2017 and, it's a bit of a who knows story in terms of what the Fed might or might not do. So it will have an impact on the Aussie dollar, and I think it'll have a downward, well, certainly a downwards impact on the Aussie dollar. But I guess what I can't answer is how much of that we've priced in already.
So as far as the Aussie dollar is concerned, it's been quite strong for the good part of this year. How do you think this level up with some of the mixed data that you see and also the prospect of a rate cut? I guess this kind of strength would not be expected to continue into the foreseeable future.
Well, all the data needs to be analysed, and obviously, you know, it's something that we watch and try and preempt. I mean, that's all the data feeds through to is, you know, where interest rates are going to go. So, as I said, our governor has been, our new governor, newly elected governor, who's not elected, by the way, he's just, he's given the job, not elected, but he's the man that has been upbeat. And so, you know, I take him at his word. He obviously, he's got about 7 or 8 doctorates in economics versus my 0.0. So, you know, he's, I think that, you know, his forecasts are going to stand for a lot more than, you know, my commentary on, in terms of the outlook for the future. And he sees something to be a little bit more upbeat about. You know, that being said, I don't think we can see any rate hikes anytime soon. I just think that we might be looking at the end of the rate cuts. And in terms of the US, in terms of what we're expecting, you know, I mean, there's so many things. I think the two primary pieces of data that we watch are the non-farm payrolls and the inflation gauge. Inflation showing signs that maybe there's a little bit about to return to the economy in a global context, which can only be a good thing. But certainly, you know, rates are going nowhere without further evidence that the inflation is continuing to hot up a little bit. And the jobs data, you know, it has continued to impress over the last couple of years, as far as I'm concerned, and that is another crucial and vital aspect of the puzzle.
Ben, some people are also looking at government debt and saying that it's quite high and that the country may lose its AAA credit rating. Is this concerning you?
I guess it does a little bit, but not overly. I mean, I certainly don't lose any sleep at night over it, if that's the question you're asking. AAA rated, I mean, it's, you know, it's to do with the debt pile that we have here in Australia. It is large and it does need to be serviced, and neither side of politics here in Australia seems to have an answer on how that is going to be serviced. So we're on negative outlook from S&P, but at the same time, we've seen a little bit of a resurgence in commodity prices, including the vital ingredient to our debt pile, which is, of course, the iron ore price, which is up around 6-month highs. So, you know, things not looking as bad as they were only a couple of months ago, I guess. You know, I hope that the S&P and other ratings agencies take that in mind. I mean, I wouldn't like to see us get a downgrade, but I certainly don't think it'd be the end of the world if we got one.
Thanks so much. That was Ben LeBron, market analyst with Options Express in Sydney.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow, that's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.